You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The word or phrase that gets under your skin. We've had a couple of people in the last few days who have just sent us notes about something similar to this. We said, well, maybe we should just let people, if people really, really want to take the time and they really want to express the word or phrase that irks them, we will be your conduit. We will be your outlet for it. 303-691-1MIX. 691-1649. That's how you join the fun with your boys. I was not even joking a few minutes ago when I said, for me, and there's a handful of them for me, but the total misuse of the word literally anymore has become really kind of crazy. To the point where I was watching a clip from a national, all I'll say is that it is a national morning news program on TV.
Okay.
One of the biggies. And one of the anchors, she said, my head literally exploded. It literally exploded. And I was like,
Well, let me look at you. No.
I don't see him squeegeeing your brains off the wall. It didn't literally explode. But that's become the word of emphasis over the last couple of years, right? It's everything is literally. My jaw literally dropped to the ground. Well, no, you're
it's still attached.
It's still there. So figuratively it did. But
right.
So mine is literally. What's yours?
Literally? Okay, so I have two, and I'm trying to decide if I should call out Steve Marshall on the one that he does.
Now you got to.
Because Steve Marshall, he's the program director for the radio station. He's technically our boss, so I don't want to, you know, take him off or anything, but he does something that gets... He does something that gets under my skin. It's when he refers to grown arse adults as kids. Or kiddo.
Kids.
Okay, so it's every email that comes out from our dear Steve Marshall to the air staff. He always starts it with, hey, kids. I'm like, dude, Dom is older than you. Shannon might be older than him. I'm a grown adult. We're not kids. Or if somebody is like, hey, kiddo, you know, what's going on, kiddo? It drives me nuts because we're adults. We're not kids. So that's one of them. That's the phrase. Hey, kiddo. And the other one, I don't know why this gets under my skin and makes me so cringy, but it's when a woman refers to her boyfriend or husband as my man. And I don't know what it is. I can't really put it into words, but it just kind of makes me feel cringy when it's like, my man did this and my man did that. And I'm like, can't you just say my husband or my boyfriend? Do you know what I'm kind of getting at? Does that make you feel uncomfortable? Because I can't say my woman this and my woman that. You know,
are you calling it a double standard?
It really is. It's like my man did this. Just say, oh, my husband did this. You know, I don't know what it is, but it's just it's cringy to me. So those are my two, kiddos and my man.
I like Samantha says, she wrote in, she goes, for me, it's when every athlete says in an interview, it is what it is.
Oh, that's annoying. So annoying.
The question about that is, because that started becoming in vogue a few years ago to say that, I want somebody to explain to me what that even means. Notice you guys, committed a lot of turnovers in that game today. Well, you know, it is what it is.
Oh, okay. All right. we got a ton coming in on Facebook. I'll give you three, and then we'll take some calls. Lester says, I'm with Jeremy. I dislike my man. I also dislike baby mama and baby daddy.
Oh, you say baby mama.
I do. No, I don't. Baby mama? No, I don't ever say that. Ryan says, when my friend refers to his wife as wifey, it makes me cringe. Wifey, I'll go ask my wifey. And then Angelica says, when they start every video off on Instagram and TikTok with, hey, you guys.
Right.
How true is that? Count the number of times when you start a video and they're like, hey, you guys. Hey, you guys. Hey, guys.
To the phones we go. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Hey, you guys.
The word or phrase that gets under your skin.
What is it?
When someone tells me, good girl, I am a grown woman and I do not need you to call me
Dom. Dom does that all the time.
When do
it
I
makes
say
me
girl?
Cringe. You just did yesterday to somebody. You're like, turn down your radio in your car. And she did. And you go, oh, good girl.
I hate that.
Because I was like, ooh.
I wasn't even aware of it.
Yeah, you do a lot.
Because I can't imagine saying that, so it must have just popped out.
No,
but I will never call you that, so I'd never say that to you. I always think of a dog, right?
That's exactly what I thought of. I was like, don't do that.
Yeah. Huh.
Who's a good girl?
Well, Sarah, you're a bad girl is what you are.
Mm, so. Do you like that, Sarah?
I do.
I'm so glad you called. Have a fun weekend, okay?
Bye, Sarah.
You too, boys. Bye.
Bye. Thank you. That's funny. Here's Christina. Good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Hey, you.
So the word or phrase that gets under your skin.
I was gonna.
What's wrong with that?
Are you serious?
Use it in a sentence.
I was gonna do that, but I didn't.
I was gonna get bread, but I forgot.
Yes. Like, you didn't do it. Just say, I didn't do it. Not, I was going to.
Oh,
it.
I see where you're going. Okay. Yeah, yeah. All right. Just say, I didn't get bread.
Just say, I screwed up.
I forgot the bread.
All right, I dropped the ball.
I was going to.
Yes.
Like, but I did
it.
I had
the greatest of intentions to do it, but I didn't.
And you got to remember, Christina, when that is spoken, the way it is spelled is G-U-N-N-A.
Oh, yeah.
I was, sure. was going to.
Yep.
That's a good one.
That's a funny one. I'm glad you called. Have a fun weekend, okay?
You too.
Thank
you for listening.
Three more off Facebook. Sophia says bride when couples have been married for years. That one gets me too. When you say, you know, let me go talk to my bride or let me invite my bride. And
I will say that from time to
you
time.
Do,
apparently,
you do
I'm
like that.
Guilty of a lot of these.
Sus for suspicious. That's a big one in my house. My kids are always saying, that's sus. That's sus. It's super annoying. And then
are
Linda
people
says,
still saying totes? Because that's the one that used to get me, too. That
totes.
Was one for a while.
Totes my goats?
Yeah, that was totes
no,
it's delicious.
Sus. And Josh, our producer, says that, too. Oh, that is so sus. I'm like, you're a grown-up. Linda says, when clerks or checkers call me sweetie, I'm not your sweetie. That's up there with kiddo and hey, kids.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
It depends on who's delivering it and how they're delivering it. Because sometimes you can get a saucy server at a restaurant and it just kind of works.
Right. Like a Gunther Tootie's type setting, that works.
That kind of thing.
I'll give you one more from Mara. She said chicky nuggies. Or just nuggies. I will never understand why people, they're chicken nuggets.
That's funny.
I'll take the nuggies.
Who was it that we used to work with that said they hated the word veggies? They said they're vegetables. Stop calling them veggies.
They're not veggies.
They're vegetables. I'm like, it's kind of shorthand for it, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And then the all-time classic that you would think it shouldn't ever be used anymore, but still is at the end of the day.
At the end of the day, that one's
still. That should have gone away 15 years ago, and still you got bosses in offices
using
who fall
that.
Back on it all the time. Well, at the end of the day.
At the end of the day, kiddo. I'll give you one more from Cynthia. She says, Prego. I'm not Prego. I'm pregnant. I'm not a delicious pasta sauce. Don't call me Prego. Call me pregnant.
Well, I'll give her a ding for that one. That's good. Let's grab at least one more on the phone before we run out of time. Andy, good morning.
Good morning, boys. How are you? And happy Friday.
Well, thank you. And we're great.
What are you doing this weekend? Anything fun?
No, more gardening, yard work, nothing fun.
That's all right. Gardening's
very
relaxing.
But you don't like that? A lot of people love their gardening. Are you doing it just out of obligation? Or
you growing veggies?
I'm doing veggies, yeah. I've got all my starters, and I just need to put them in the ground.
There you go.
Veggies.
I know veggies.
Yeah.
What is the word or phrase that gets under your skin, Andy?
I actually have two of them. I cannot stand when I hear somebody referring to their old man or old lady.
Oh, my old man, my old lady. That's so trailer.
It just
isn't it?
Me up a wall.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what? No, I don't know what you're saying.
Tell me what you're saying.
You're having a conversation with me.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's kind of
funny.
That's
really good.
Andy, yeah, I'm so glad you called, and I hope you have a great weekend, okay?
I hope you have a great weekend, too.
Thank you. Thank you for being on the show. Are we going to try squeezing one more?
We can. I got two more I can read you. They're pretty good.
Go for it.
Jesse says fur baby. Just say dog or cat. Just stop saying fur baby.
That's funny.
It always invokes a vision of a little hairy baby to me anytime somebody says fur baby. And then Angela, I see why he's your ex. She says, my ex used to say under ruse and it drove me nuts. Say underwear and not under ruse.
Yeah, that person needs to be an ex.
They need to leave your life immediately.
I'm going to squeeze you one more call. Jan, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
So what's the word or phrase?
Sure.
Sure?
Sure, yeah. Is bad? Why is sure bad?
When if I ask someone if they want a cup of tea and they say sure.
What are they supposed to say? Hell yeah! Pour me some tea.
Yes, please. Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Anything but sure.
Sure. It's slightly rude.
I never thought of it that way before. Sure. But somebody else pointed out a while back. They said that they couldn't stand when someone said no worries. Right? Somebody mm-hmm. says, hey, thanks for, you know, picking up that, cake for me at the store. No worries. And they said,
yeah,
it's actually
no worries all the time.
It's two negatives is what the person said. You just say, you're welcome.
You bet.
But no worries like a double negative even thrown back at you. And I was like, goodness. Well, okay. Sometimes we get a little petty, I guess. Just a little.
Right, Jan?
Jan? Jan, I'm glad you called. Have a great day and a fun weekend, okay?
Sure.
I'm
for sure.
Working. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Ah, so polite.
You wanted her to say sure.
I wanted her to say sure.